morning. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Mark Bobbitcher, ADC number 177424. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, Mr. David Neal, Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Bobbitcher is 52 years old, currently serving an 11-year prison sentence to include four concurrent counts of theft, trafficking in stolen property, and theft by means of transportation. Considered by the court as repetitive offenses, he was approximately 47 years old at the time of his arrest. He pled guilty and was sentenced on July 3rd, 2014. He's asking for a 6-year reduction in his prison sentence, resulting in time served. He has an earned release credit date of April 23rd, 2023, with an ultimate community service end date of November 4th, 2024. If commutation is granted, his prison release date will be immediate. I will read a very brief summary of the offense in question. Between July 1st, 2013 and August 6th, 2013, a burglary occurred at 7150 West Chandler Boulevard, Chandler. A scissor lift and a commercial pressure washer were stolen. The scissor lift was recovered by the Phoenix Police Department on July 1st, 2013. An item was sitting on the back of a semi owned by Mr. Bobbitcher. On August 6th, 2013, a search warrant was served and the stolen commercial pressure washer was located on the defendant's property. The purpose of Mr. Bobbitcher's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he had almost no role in said crimes, that he was pushed into a plea deal by his legal counsel, that he's been since rehabilitated, and that he is now sober from his substance abuse. He has a significant history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections with his last major on July 8, 2016 for positive or refusal to UA. It should be noted that he has a criminal history dating back to 2002, including convictions for burglary and possession of drug paraphernalia. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Bobbitcher's sentence was excessive, his offenses have a presumptive sentence of 5 years, a minimum sentence of 4 years, and a maximum sentence of 10 years, and an aggravated sentence of 12 years. He was given a slightly aggravated sentence at 11 years. Considering his criminal history and his conviction for four concurrent prison terms, I certainly did not find his sentence excessive, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Hearing no further input, I am going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Mark Bobbitcher, ADC number 177424. The motion is to not pass to phase two, and that is my motion.
I will second that, and Mr. Quinones, I'd also like to note, for whatever reason, Mr. Bobbitcher indicates that he completed the application without assistance, but the handwriting is different on different parts of the application. I just wanted to make a note of that.
Thank you, ma'am. That's a good point.
So I will second.
Thank you, ma'am.
Everyone agree?
Mm-hmm. Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, given by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal. And this concludes our hearing. Thank you very much.